taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Surpassed by anyone in this home we call our house.
first.
You can do it. You can feel it. And we can all groove with it. It's been done. From New York to LA. From London to Paris. You can do it. You can feel it. And we can all groove with it. It's been done. From New York to LA. From London to Paris. You can do it. You can feel it. And we can all groove with it. Feel it, and we can all groove with it. It's been done from New York to LA, from London to Paris. You can do it, you can feel it, and we can all groove with it.
baby, black and tie, say it right. Oh baby, sing a rap for me and you. This is the time, the time, the time, the time for me and you, baby.
This is the time. All right.
Hey, welcome to the special edition.
Commentary version of
the best cuts of music.
Edition 59.
Yeah. Yeah. If anytime you want to, you hit the menu button, you can go back to the beginning if you want to select a scene.
But you won't be able to fast forward through all of the ads for Vin Diesel.
Right.
Movies.
And how much Blu-ray looks better than what you're actually looking at,
yeah,
even though you're just looking at it.
Spider-Man's still a shitty movie.
So yeah.
It doesn't really matter if...
Yeah.
However...
And you wouldn't steal a handbag, would you? You wouldn't steal a purse.
No. So why would you steal a movie?
Why would you steal a movie? I would steal it, though, if it was loaded with pirated DVDs. Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah. Oh, cheer that.
That was very exciting.
Yeah, that was.
This is a theme that that repeats a lot. Is something random happens for no reason.
Right.
Of course, in my real life, I've been on done Nielsen ratings 3 times, which is totally random. So
that's pretty amazing.
Sometimes miracles do happen. Yes.
Did you have to rent a family?
I didn't. They took me as is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nice. you fit the single white male 18 to 35 demographic?
Yeah, the serial killer demographic.
Right. Did you have to list I own an Xbox and
right, yes. Not 360 though.
Right.
Yeah. Really just wanted to know all about my MP3 players and Walkmans.
Oh,
what
sure.
kind of listening habits they listen to.
Oh, right. How many gigs do you have?
So, right, I have many. I have a plethora of gigs.
Yes.
Oh, you meant computer gigs.
Oh,
see,
right.
That's where they trip me up.
Yep.
So you
do a lot of gigs.
I thought they were interested in my life for a second.
Sure.
And that's why they picked me.
In your jazzy blues combo that you're in.
That's right. Blues hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the part where...
Girls Gone Wild, of course.
Girls Gone Wild, yeah.
It's been a dream too long.
Yeah, you've had that forever.
I've had that dream for too much long.
Yeah.
Also,
first you had the dream.
But I dreamed about the dream later.
Yeah. And then you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
As like a dream of something you try to accomplish.
Well, you see a dream and you fill it.
Yeah, pick it up and all day long you have good luck.
That would be how it would be presented.
Yeah.
It's very extreme.
Uh-huh. Extreme.
Tiger claws. Kind of like Max X, where you think that someone gets hurt and then the narrator says, "Whoa, that was crazy."
Yeah.
I bet he has a headache.
That had to hurt.
Yeah. This is our bit about trying to figure out what kind of weather is in New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
The funny thing is that it's hot in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we think it's cold.
Right, that's hilarious. And it's humid there.
Right, it is humid. It's not cold.
It's swampy.
There's a swamp. There's alligators, crocodiles there with shades on.
In actuality, it's a desert, though.
Oh, it looks like we're...
Were we at the five-minute mark?
Cute little ending, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, back to the show.
Back to the show. Back to the music.
Thank you. Thank you. on to the overload, overload, overload. Coming 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 on to the overload. We'll be right back.
All right. Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Best Cuts of Music, episode 63, commentary of 63 of episode 59.
Yes. And
here we were.
Looks like we were introducing.
We were talking about the special edition commentary.
Reason being, episode 59, part one of four, was a good episode, and we thought it'd be good to do a commentary on it at this point.
Yeah.
But we were new to commentaries, whereas this time we're a little seasoned.
Yeah, by the second half, we've been around the commentary block, one might say.
Well.
Yeah. This was a stroke of genius when we thought to do this the first time.
It's true. It was your gag to mention the menus.
Yeah.
And then the Blu-ray thing, and we just kind of went with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so many jokes there.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, because everybody hates that kind of stuff.
Well, right, we all have that in common.
That's why everybody just, you rip your DVDs, take out the movie part, leave out all that shit that they pack with it.
Yeah, and then throw that in the an executive's face.
Yeah,
generally.
Put it in your recycling bin and make a little sound.
Right. They love that.
Waste basket for some people.
I put mine in my shredder. That shred like a paper shredder.
It's like a file shredder.
Yeah.
I put mine in my Ninja Turtle shredder.
Nice. Like that. That's a good reference.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like,
where are we here?
Oh yeah. Wait.
Oh yeah, demographics.
Wait for it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was a home run.
That was good.
Like that joke.
Maybe we should get Nielsen to have people listen to our show so we can kind of figure out where we're at with this.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, what if we got...
Do you think there's Nielsen ratings for podcasts?
There should be. Although, yeah. I don't know. I don't have a joke for that.
I don't either.
But here, check this out,
though. All right. Try it on for size.
I've heard that...
Show me.
The star of Coach... is doing his own rating system. It's the Craig Nelson ratings. Wait a minute. Nelson. No, fuck it. Screwed that one up.
Oh, well. It was good. I know where you're going. Craig T. Nielsen ratings.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of Poltergeist Part 2.
Pick that back up. Oh, yeah.
That was an alley-oop joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You threw it up. I knocked it in.
Well, this is while we're going off on talking about what we're talking about, which we tend to do a lot, it seems like.
Yeah, the show is very meta.
You got to explain a joke.
Yeah.
Or else people don't get it because they're dumb.
Yeah.
People,
it's like people didn't sit around and watch TV 24/7 during the 80s and parts of the 90s.
Yeah.
Just feeling sorry for themselves and hating themselves.
Well, I wasn't good at
eating cereal and just watching TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Yeah.
I can't do sports.
I wasn't really good at anything. I tried to draw Image Comic characters, and I wasn't good at that either.
Nah, I wasn't good at that.
Like muscle people?
Sure, no.
I could
That's
never
not
draw
my
a
thing.
Boob.
Yeah, boobs are hard to draw. Necks, fingers.
Impossible.
Noses.
I could draw a Rob Liefeld foot like no one's business.
Oh, sure. Well, that's pretty easy.
I could draw myself out of a box, a Liefeld foot box.
Right. I could draw myself into a box.
Oh,
I can also paint myself into a corner.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's good stuff.
Okay. Looks like we're commentary is getting close to the end
we're
of the commentary.
Yeah, we're at the 3-minute mark here. We're at the 10-minute mark. Yeah, that was the end of it. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a great commentary we did.
Well, I think that we should let the people get back to the music and enjoy the show.
Yeah, there's more going on here than just us talking.
Right.
Yeah.
There's other things in the show that happened in the show.
Yeah, there's an entertainment portion.
Well, until then, we're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Edition 63. Thank you. All right.
Hey,
we're back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Best Cuts of Music.
Edition 63.
Yeah, 63. Commentary of the second part of the show.
63.
Which
commentary.
Is commentary of the first part of the show, which is a commentary of the beginning of episode 59. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Just really kicking it off,
this
right?
This is special features. You won't get these if you download this illegally on the internet. You got to get the DVD.
This is what you buy the DVD
for.
Yeah,
this is what this is for.
As well as to keep us in business.
Yeah.
In our practice.
In our hidden Easter eggs with naughty pictures of some of the Office team.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
It's good stuff.
We've also got hidden Easter eggs of trailers of movies that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
So you're really falling in line with that Ghostbusters movie that came out in 2001.
Yeah.
On DVD.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Buy it.
Fantastic. And this is where we're explaining the explanation for commentary of episode 59.
Yeah.
Part 1.
Yeah. Extras. Mm-hmm. This is bonus.
Well, we've gotten a lot of letters. People want the raw footage.
People wrote in letters earlier, and they were like, hey.
Can you guys
elaborate more on what you did in the last part?
Yeah, we would like to know how the process of what you were elaborating.
What's our craft?
If you're doing two elaborations, how does it work?
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny because it's true.
Funny, true stuff is good. I learned that from the Simpsons.
You say so many true things.
Well, they're funny.
Yeah, that are funny.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I got that from the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Particular joke.
Homer.
Homer's not funny anymore, unfortunately.
No, he's
not. I wish
he
was. Bart Simpson, not funny.
No, not funny. None of them are funny.
No.
Maggie never was, though, so it's...
She was not... She was. It was never funny that she wasn't funny.
Yeah, no.
And when she talked, who cared?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I wasn't that big of a deal.
Nobody gives a shit.
Mr. Burns. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Get off the air, Simpsons.
Right. Okay, what do we got? Okay, I think we're trying to think about what
we're
hearing.
We're trying to figure out what we're going to say.
When we heard what we were saying.
Show, yeah. This is like time folding in on itself.
Well, we really are good at being able to pick out our jokes and explain how funny they are.
It comes down to it. It's like our delivery just gets delivered the same way every time.
Uh-huh.
Like no matter what time we're doing it.
Yeah. If we're doing it in the past or in the future, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
what dimension.
Just different jokes, just same rhythm.
Yeah.
Right. Much like many bad disco records from the 70s.
Yeah. Same thing.
Different words.
Different words, right. Same hand claps.
Same stuff.
Same speed.
Same strings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this commentary is shaping up.
Yeah, you really did alley-oop my joke, and I have to say thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
The Craig T. Nelson joke.
Yeah.
Kind of messed
Nielsen.
It up. Craig T. Nielsen.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, you took it in the right direction.
I like Nielsen on Simpsons.
Oh, right, Nielsen. He's my favorite character. I was a big fan of the Nielsen Mandela.
Oh, yeah. I love that ska song, Free Nielsen Mandela.
Right. Is that Skank and Pickle, or is that...
Yeah, it's the Skatalites, maybe.
Okay. Excellent. I love that music.
It's very ska-ful.
Right. Scarific.
Yeah. It's ska-tacular and...
Apocalypse.
It's got a marinky dink.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, I want to start a punk rock group that does Stained and Limp Bizkit tunes, but does them in like the irritating punk rock voice. Like,
oh, sure.
Like, you know, American Rejects or whatever the shit.
Oh, that kind of yeah. Stuff. That sounds good.
But like,
would you have
it's just one of those days. When, na-na-na-na, you know.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting, like Limp Bizkit, how it's like hip-hop beats with electric guitars. What if you had a band that was hip-hop
guitars,
but with metal beats? No one's done that yet. I don't know why. I mean, there's
I think you're right. Well, where would they get the hip-hop guitars from?
Oh,
Cypress Hill, Ice Cube
something.
Thing? Or what's that? Cypress Hill Anthrax crossover thing?
Yeah, something
Judgment
like
Day
that.
Soundtrack?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Public Enemy and Slayer, something like that.
Looks like this time we're closing up what we're closing up.
Yeah, closing up what we just said. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time, and I mean,
I appreciate your time.
It's nice to be able to dress down when you come to work and have a cup of coffee when you're
it's not
so crazy.
The studio's around and all the cameras and everything. Whoa. This is
it gets a little nuts. The Grammys and Emmys.
Yeah, and the paparazzi and the and the ladies.
Wait, did you say
door.
Pepperoni?
No, paparazzi.
Oh,
but they're and the pepperonis because we keep getting all of those. All of those pizza companies that are hitting us up wanting us to get sponsored by them for free advertisement.
Right. Don't like paparazzi, but I do like pepperoni.
Yeah.
Little Caesars, pepperoni.
Pop Jones.
Pizza, pizza.
Pan, pan. Hattie told Maddie about some pizza. She saw two big pizzas that would fill your jaw.
Pizza,
pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Oh, this is weird. But now that it's ended, it's like, where do we go? Because we're like three levels above where we were before.
Yeah, I feel really high up here. It's like I can look down and I can see three episodes below us.
Yeah. It's
scary.
It is.
It's frightening at the top. Made it, Ma.
It's lonely at the top.
Top of the world. So I don't even know where to go from here.
Right. You can't go anywhere from the top. Everything just keeps
But it seems like
circles.
Time just keeps looping in on itself.
Well, yeah. It's like we keep doing it and we keep doing it.
Yeah, and the same thing just keeps happening. I feel like what I've just said now is something I just said earlier.
It's like time's a loop.
Time's become a loop. Time's become a loop. Time's become a loop. Time's become a loop. Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Time's become a loop.
Well, yeah, it's like we keep doing it and we keep doing it and we keep doing it and we keep doing it.
You know what we're talking about, and I know, and we don't have to shout, and I know we can go flipping out of our head by repeating inversions of what we have said. How can it be?
We're spoken, we're spoken, we're spoken, we're spoken.
Let's call every word barrier broken. To me, I'll hold your hand, and you know it's no lie that there really is lover's pie in the sky. Don't you know we're talking about, and I know, and we don't have to shout, and I know we can go flipping out of our head by repeating impressions of what we have said. How can it be
spoken? We're spoken, we're spoken, we're
spoken. It's all broken.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
All right.
Ha ha.
Gotcha.
You thought that was the end of the show.
No, no.
Yeah, we slipped in extra stuff here. You people who tried to get off at the end because you thought it was the end of the show.
You got to listen to all the credits.
Because you wanted to get to your car before everybody else did.
Right. Like, you got something to do. Where are you
going to go? Yeah,
where
are you going?
Home and watch Nightline?
Yeah, this is the awesome part. Now your friends are going to tell you about it at work, and you're like, dude, did you not sit to the end?
Uh-uh. Samuel L. Jackson was at the end of the episode of The Best Gets Music.
That's right.
It looks like they're going to remake S.H.I.E.L.D., and Iron Man's going to be in it.
Holy cow.
Amazing.
I hope they make The Submariner at some time soon.
No. Well, that's what I read in all my Wizard magazines, but I'm not sure if that's a reputable source.
Mm.
I was just referencing the end of Iron Man, where you had to stay until the trailer, the end, very end.
Sure, yeah.
Although Samuel L. Jackson's not going to be back, evidently.
No, he's not.
That's too bad.
He's never coming back.
He's never coming back from his career after his movie, after Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Typecast.
After Black Snake Moan.
Yeah.
Typecasted him as just a weird, crazy old guy.
Yeah, which I didn't really like that movie.
That didn't like to have sex.
Yeah, exactly. What's his deal?
Yeah, it's like, why are you putting your vagina all up in my face?
Yeah.
I don't need none of this.
B.
I just want to be by myself.
Why is he chaining her up? What's up with that? What? Yeah. What do we have to watch?
My mama did it with me. This is what I'm going to do. I don't know any better. I'm a product of my upbringing.
Oh, yeah. And then it was that scene where they were dancing, and it was just like that Matrix scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that movie was for. I think that was one of those movies that you're just supposed to play in the background while something's happening.
Right, right. Like if you're going to do some dishes.
Yeah.
And you need some sound going on.
Or math. Or taxes, maybe.
Yeah. Do some taxes to Black Snake Moan.
Let's see, what else, what other extras do we have in store for these people?
Oh, all kinds, man.
I'm wearing a green shirt, sweater, to be exact.
Sure. I've got on a green striped shirt.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Not a whole lot to say about that.
Laundry day, you know? Yeah. Nothing I'm wearing really matches, not that I think about it.
I'm not wearing underwear right now.
I am wearing underwear.
I'm not wearing socks.
It doesn't match. You aren't wearing socks.
No.
That can't be healthy.
I don't have any clean underwear.
Okay.
That's dirty.
Oh, okay.
And those, and that's not underwear. It's panties.
Yeah, those are panties.
So I can't... Well, I could
You could wear them.
Yeah, that'd be very tight in the crotchal region.
Yeah. That's not going to be good. And it's bad for your sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to wear something loose-fitting. I mean, commando or just wear some boxers. That's fine.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't have
otherwise,
a kid.
Yeah, I couldn't.
When I was eight,
yeah,
I was wearing all those of, briefs,
tidy whities.
Yeah,
you couldn't
totally screwed things up.
Yeah, that's why there's no little Robbie Juniors running around here that are about 8 years younger than you.
When I got chained up by Christina Ricci,
in
the Delta South,
right? And she was your school teacher.
But she didn't want to have.
You
sex
didn't want any part of it. You kept like running after her with foam around your mouth, with this chain around your neck, going ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
Like trying to have sex with Christina Ricci, but it just wouldn't work.
I wouldn't know how to do it anyways.
Well, that's what they say.
It'd be another 20 years before I'd figure that stuff out.
Yeah. Right. After you moved out of your mom's basement. Stop playing World of Warcraft. Allowed some vitamin D to get into your skin.
Yeah, the vitamin D is good for the erections.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's pretty helpful. It is the first letter, and never mind.
That's good to hold that stuff back. Although this is the extras, so let her rip.
Yeah, let it rip. Yeah, dick.
There you go.
I whipped that one out.
That was a big pun.
It was. It was hard to do.
Well, that's how I like them, long and hard.
Yeah, those are the best jokes.
But
sometimes you just want a joke you can cuddle with.
Right, you don't want your joke to just leave.
Yeah.
At the end of the joking section.
Yeah. You want it to have some meaningful conversation with you, and then maybe some light humor.
What some might call an after joke.
Sure.
The after joke.
After joke. Some jokes need some foreplay. I mean, you're not going to be able to get that joke up if you're not going to massage it a little.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Then you can go get Denny's afterwards. Have an after joke cigarette.
That's what's good about the extras. You can put on all this lewd stuff that you couldn't normally put in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say the word dick. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, pussy. Vagina.
Do it. Do it.
Cunt.
Do it.
I said it.
Say it.
Penis.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, that's scary. Go ahead.
Twat.
Hey.
Come on, I hate Sam. That word.
Come on.
I hate that one.
It's a little too... You
it is a bit too much.
I'm a little too far now.
I'm going the distance. I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna keep saying cuss words until the thought police come and stop this show. Nobody can hold me back.
Don't
now.
Do it, Sam.
I'm gonna do it.
Don't do it.
Fuck
it's
that.
Not good for you.
That hey. Shit.
Hey, well, I won't have any part of this. This is lewd, crude, fuck. And rude.
I'm running out of stuff. What's dirty? I don't even know anymore. It's like once you start saying a word over and over again, it just loses its meaning.
Or if you don't say fish for like 20 years, all of a sudden it's sexy, the word fish.
Sure, there is that. You ever try to go through a day without speaking?
Yeah. At my last job where I would clock in and go home and play Anarchy Online, it worked out marvelously. But that was just by accident, though.
Sure. That was just your life.
Yeah, I got dumped.
You didn't have any sort of cathartic moment out of it?
No. It was purely misery.
Right. Right.
Loneliness. I did type a lot of stuff, though. A lot of funny phrases, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Leveled up
on your blog. Lonelyguy.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When people want to know what to do when you're lonely, they ask me, Mark.
Like, ask me.
What do you do when you're lonely? And I say, well, I'm just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, thank you.
Do you think it would help if I got a plant?
And I say, sure. But actually, don't get a plant. Get two and get an animal. And the animal can play with the plant because I don't want to just get one.
Yeah. Because you want the plants to play with each other.
It would be lonely.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to get two plants when you get one.
Right.
Keep each other company. And the photos are so cute. You put them in little costumes.
My lands.
Yep. Lands in. Hey, let's close out this bonus.
Okay, this has been a great... You've been listening
Fantastic.
To the best cuts of commentary bonuses.
Bonus menu DVD special edition secret extra features Easter
69.
Egg.
69.
Yeah, 63.
62.
59, 63. 2010.